I know it's not the right time of year for this, but
that's,
you know,
okay.
You know the expression, peace on earth, goodwill towards all?
Who doesn't?
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about goodwill towards all and maybe where we haven't seen a whole lot of that lately.
Oh, that's a good idea. Also, we're going to answer the age-old question, how many wine bottles can I get down my pants?
Ooh, it sounds like Florida's favorite game show.
It is. It's going to be the new one.
Well, you know how a picture is worth a thousand words?
Of course.
What is a picture of a deadly weapon on your face worth?
Oh, not a whole lot. Don't want anything to do with facial tattoos. All that and more coming up on this week's episode of the Florida Freak Show.
Hurry, hurry, hurry. Ladies and gents, boys and girls, step right up for the Florida Freak Show.
Welcome back to the Florida Freak Show. I'm Corey O'Donnell.
And I'm Kirsten O'Donnell.
And if you've ever read a Florida news story online or seen a Sunshine State newscast, you know that Florida's greatest export are weird stories about people that live and play here. And we have some of those today, don't we, Kirsten?
We always do.
We always do.
As always, ripped from the headlines.
Ripped from the headlines. If I could roll my R's, I would.
Ripped from the headlines.
Very good.
So this first one comes from radio.com. Two shoppers were arrested last week after a physical dispute over one-way arrows set up in some store aisles.
Oh, one-way arrows.
The incident happened in a Clearwater Goodwill store. Now, like a lot of other retailers, Goodwill stores in the Tampa area have established one-way aisles so that shoppers can keep themselves distanced from each other during the COVID-19 pandemic. The police report says that 29-year-old Jenna Sims got into an altercation with 50-year-old Paul Turner over the floor directions.
I understand.
Apparently, Turner was heading the wrong way down an aisle, which Sims was not happy about. The report says the dispute escalated when Sims allegedly hit Turner about his body, head, and face, with Turner responding by shoving Sims away.
Oh, okay.
Turner, by the way, is 6'3", 220.
Strapping.
Sims is 5'4", 125.
Okay.
Both of them were arrested for battery and misdemeanor, and police say the whole incident was captured on security cameras.
Well, that's good to know that we can see the whole thing. Hopefully, we can see it very shortly at some point. But wrong way aisles, where did it all go wrong?
I know.
I mean, we have lots of stories that I'm sure we can share about our wrong way aisles and right way aisles.
Can confirm.
Yeah, that we've dealt with since the pandemic started. I know that they're inconvenient, but they're necessary. And it isn't really that hard to be kind and courteous and just, you know, follow the directions that the store has given.
You know, I never realized how much of a stickler for the rules I am until these one-way aisles started happening in stores. Because I have become, with every trip to the grocery store, I become more enraged by people going the wrong direction.
Right. Yeah. And I think it has a lot to do with, you know, that the rules are there, that they're putting those rules in place for everyone's safety and protection. Why can't we follow that?
I have turned it, and I'm pretty passive aggressive as is. But I have, because I'm wearing the mask, maybe I feel more empowered to be even more passive aggressive in the store.
It's
when people
like
go the wrong way down the aisle. And I, you know, it's the people who go barreling around the corner the wrong way down the aisle.
Yeah.
I feel like George Costanza going, "We're living in a society here." You know?
We had a deal!
Exactly.
I know that was with birds, but yeah.
Exactly.
Maybe because you have the mask on, you feel like, you know,
a superhero.
Yeah, a superhero. Could be. That's much better than what I was going to say. I was planning on saying, oh, you're like an anonymous commenter on the internet, you know,
that feels
carte blanche to be able to say whatever and whenever they want to say it. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, if it's, I mean, if you're, it's one thing when you get upset and you feel like you're in the right, but obviously with the one-way aisles, only one person can be in the right here. So just walk away.
Right.
But of course, if that happens, then we don't have a story.
Very true.
Yeah.
You know, I did public relations for Goodwill, not in Tampa, but in a different part of Florida for about eight and a half years.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned a lot of things doing that job. And the biggest one I learned is do not get in a thrift shopper's way.
Don't cross them.
Do not cross a thrift shopper because they are on a mission. Do not stand between them and that $4 Hello Kitty cookie jar that they've got their eye on.
Yeah. It's like Black Friday shoppers, but every day of the year, right?
Yeah. We would have a store grand opening and literally the day the store opened, we would have 50, 60 people waiting outside the store for the first day it was open.
That's incredible. I've always thought that that's incredible when you tell me about that.
I'd like to think it was because I was just so good at my job.
Well, I mean, there's some of that, I'm sure, that has to be the case. But
a lot of it is just, you know, thrift shoppers are a dedicated group. And as we've seen here, they're willing to come to blows.
Well, and thrift shopping is so different than retail shopping, because if you're looking for that specific blouse, you know, that sort of one in a million, it literally is a one in a million.
Yeah.
There's not going to be another, you're not going to be able to find a whole bunch of different sizes in it. It's just
one.
Right. So it's like, get there early and get there often, because that's the only way that you're going to, the early bird gets the worm.
Do you remember that Macklemore song that was like huge for about 3 months?
Yeah.
I'm going to pop some tags.
The Goodwills everywhere were loving that stuff.
Oh, we were. Yeah. We totally were. You know, so instead of popping tags now, I guess now we're popping noses in Goodwill stores.
Well, I mean, it sounds like it. I mean, I think that that's right on the nose. That was really awful. I apologize.
Can we discuss the size disparity between these two folks?
Like, the tail of the tape on this is like off the chain. It's such a different.
I want to see the weigh-in, the stare down.
it's like all the money is going to be on the big guy. That's for sure.
Right. She's 5'4", 125. Yeah. That would be lightweight in the Olympics.
And scrappy you are. That's still such a huge disparity.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a lightweight going up against a super heavyweight.
Right.
These are not things that you would see in any sanctioned fights. You can only see this in the wild.
Right. But it shows you what the power of feeling like you're in the right can do.
Absolutely.
You know, it can set you off, and it can also be like, there ain't no way I'm losing this fight.
So, you know, that we've seen a lot of sort of these altercations happen in stores recently in the news. There was one COVID-related shopping arrest that wasn't involving one-way aisles or masks, which seemed to be the other bone of contention for a lot of shoppers.
Yeah.
The same article from Radio.com mentions an incident from about a month ago when two teenagers in Vero Beach were arrested for pretending to cough on people at stores,
but were
actually just spraying them with Febreze. They did it, of course, for their YouTube account. I'm surprised it wasn't for TikTok, but it was for their YouTube account.
Yeah, it's all the same. Yeah, but is this what all this has come to? It's like we're exploiting people's paranoia for page views on YouTube or views on YouTube. But of course, that's what we've always done. We've always exploited people, you know, in some way. I've seen these videos for as long as I can remember, and usually they're very, very harmless. What I don't like about this is that it's preying on people's fears that they have right now, that you're going to get this virus all over you.
Yeah, it's bad. And I know, some could say that our podcast does some of these same things.
Oh,
so I know
we're just as bad. We're just not actually spraying you with Febreze.
Or COVID or anything else. And I mean, the Febreze thing is nice because, and maybe I'm speaking out of turn here.
Okay.
During this whole shelter in place, being unemployed, not wanting to go out into these unusual times that we're in.
Yeah.
I probably have not been showering as often as I have in the past or should.
All right.
So Febreze, honestly, I mean, these kids are kind of doing a public service.
Sure.
If everybody's like me.
Just freshening up the shirt, you know.
Freshen me up a little.
Yeah, freshening up the scent a little bit.
Of course, you know, if you don't like the way I smell, you're supposed to be 6 feet away from me anyway.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's good. I think their point is like, well, once we do this, people are going to be angry But if we just say, hey, look, it's just a Febreze bottle, it's like, oh, it's like it, you know, kind of softens the blow a little bit.
De-stinking you yeah. a little bit.
Yeah. Like you said, performing a public service. Just don't be surprised if you get popped in the face with a fist instead of Febreze. Right.
Or arrested.
Yeah.
By the way, have you seen that Febreze has been in the news for other reasons lately?
No, I don't. I didn't.
So apparently there is a new scent of Febreze called Sweet Dreams.
Ooh, Sweet Dreams.
It sounds very sultry, right? Yeah. Oh, Sweet Dreams are made of these.
Yep.
Not the Eurythmics so much. Apparently, this Sweet Dreams scented Febreze smells just like a Britney Spears perfume called like Midnight Fantasies.
Midnight Fantasy, huh? Midnight it smells just like her. That's crazy.
So don't be surprised if when you go to the store looking for your Sweet Dreams Febreze,
right.
if they're out of stock, because...
Come on, everyone wants to smell like Britney. I mean, I would want to smell like Britney, and I'm not Britney. I'm not any sort of Britney. I'd be a Brit more than a Britney. But yeah, I mean, I'm a big fan of Febreze just in general, and the different scents are always very interesting to me. I just think it's fascinating that they got it right on the nose with another scent.
Apparently, it is not marketed that it smells just like it, but, you know, right. inquiring noses apparently have made this determination.
It sounds like it's going to be a winner for them.
Yeah. All right. So moving on to our next story, this one from Fox 35 in Orlando. Two of Florida's state-run highway welcome centers opened to the public last week for the first time since March. Travelers, of course, know the welcome centers well because they give out free orange juice to travelers. But now they're giving something else away.
Oh.
Free face masks will be available throughout the summer.
Gotcha.
The State Department of Health and the Division of Emergency Management in the state of Florida have more than 400,000 masks at the ready.
This is great. I love this idea so much. I love anything where they're giving out something free to help deal with what's going on here. But you better not take away my free OJ.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, that's really important to me. It was very important to me when we first moved here.
Oh, yeah. When we moved to Florida and we stopped at that welcome center.
Yeah.
And let me say, when we moved to Florida, it was a nightmare.
Yeah, it was not the easiest and least stressful move ever.
It was the most. I have moved a lot in my life, and I would say it was by far the most stressful of all of my moves. But when we pulled in to that welcome center,
we were running on fumes like that whole trip down, and crossing the border and pulling into that welcome center, we weren't expecting anything. We were just thinking, oh, this will be a good chance for us to freshen up. We still have many, many hours to drive.
And that free orange juice hit the spot. And I mean, what's more Florida than that?
It was like finding an oasis in a desert.
Oh, it was.
It really was. It was like, this is free?
Yeah, and free orange juice. It tastes so much better than orange juice
paid for. It tastes like heaven.
It really does.
Yeah.
So, obviously, orange juice is a pretty Florida thing.
Totally.
But this got me starting to think, you know, okay, so we're giving out masks.
Yeah.
What's another really good Florida thing that you could pass out at welcome centers?
Sunglasses.
Ooh, sunglasses. Sunblock.
Tank tops.
Key lime pie. Jorts.
Jorts is like it's like Florida wear.
Absolutely.
It's like cabana wear that Frank Costanza would wear all the time. It's like, except jorts is what everybody actually wears.
How about an AARP card?
Hey, why not? Just give them out like candy. Might as well. I mean, you can't be too far off if you're coming to Florida.
Right. I'm a member.
Yeah.
I'll admit it. So, you know, I feel like we should point out, you know, when I first read this article, I thought, wow, that's a good idea. And a couple of weeks ago, giving out masks, it was almost like a, you know what, we care about you. Here's a mask. We just want you to be careful. And we, you know, if you're sick, we want you. It seemed very.
It's the neighborly thing to do.
Neighborly. Yeah. Exactly. Since this happened, of course, cases of COVID-19 in Florida have just exploded.
Yeah, skyrocketing
like
up the charts.
3,000 cases on average a day for the last week since this whole thing, you know, changed. I feel like now handing out a mask at a welcome center is almost like less neighborly and more just ominous.
Yeah. Good luck.
Right. Welcome to Florida.
Good luck with all of this. It's a mess here. This is the best thing we can give you.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe they should give out like Clorox wipes or Lysol, because I haven't seen those things in a store in like 4 months now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those are so hard to find. And I was also going to say, you know, since we're hopefully we're still handing out that free OJ with the mask, maybe if we can do a mask that has like a little flap in front of it, so I can still enjoy my OJ but keep my mask on.
Like a butt flap on onesie pajamas.
Perfect. It's already been done, so this is perfect. Yeah, and it's and so it gives you easy access,
right,
to be able to drink my OJ or some whatever other beverage that you might have. But at the time, it's got to be that free OJ. So
all right,
that would be a great mask to have just as a backup.
Flat mask. Mail it to ourselves.
Yep, we came up with it. Nobody. Get the patent for that. Okay.
I also should add that the state's other two welcome centers are still closed, including the I-95 welcome center, which, of course, is on the east coast of the state. You know, the main artery between New England and Florida.
Yeah, I-95 is where it's right along the seaboard, so that's where everybody comes down.
Yep. That welcome center, of course, is just north of the COVID-19 checkpoint for drivers from New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut.
Oh.
So let's talk about this checkpoint for a minute.
Sure.
Because when the Rona started hitting the fan three and a half months ago,
yep,
Governor DeSantis ruffled a few feathers.
Sure.
Perhaps we could say rankled some folks by essentially saying, hey, if you're coming to Florida from New York, you're going to have to self-quarantine for 14 days and you have to register with the state at one of these checkpoints.
Right. Yeah. That really got a lot of people upset.
And now what's happening?
Now it's like the exact opposite is happening. If we want to go to New York, we got to do the same thing.
Yeah. New York, New Jersey, Connecticut.
Right. And I don't have any trips to New York planned in the near future, but I've always wanted to go to New York. That's on my bucket list. So I'm just hoping that the COVID will go past, because I can't stand to deal with anything like that. And I don't want to deal with anything like that.
Well, you've got to make your vacation like a 3-week vacation.
Yeah.
That's not happening.
I just find that so hard to believe, but it's happening right now and it's awful.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah, next story.
Next story from Fox 13, Tampa Bay. A Florida man with a face tattoo of a machete is accused of attacking someone.
What?
Corey, guess what kind of weapon he used?
Oh, he probably used a lead pipe or something.
Why don't you guess again?
Oh, let's see. Maybe a bullwhip?
No, he is actually accused of attacking someone with a machete.
Well, I guess it is, you know, part of his whole ensemble.
It's his brand. It's his personal brand. Hernando County Sheriff's Office has arrested 25-year-old Justin Couch for aggravated battery. The victim, unnamed victim, who had been living in the same house in Spring Hill, Florida, says that Justin Couch picked a fight with him for no reason, then produced a machete and kicked him out of the house.
All right. That's a good way to get someone out of the house.
Well, the victim said that he wanted to get his wallet and cell phone before leaving.
Sure.
And that's when he said Couch began hitting him with what he thinks was the flat side of the machete's blade.
Oh, jeez.
Deputies say that Couch then swung the machete at the victim's face.
Wow.
The victim blocked the blow with his left forearm and passed out from the pain.
Wow.
The victim
is
now unable to use or move his left hand. Awful. I certainly hope that he recovers.
Yes.
But this story is something else.
Really something else. I agree with you. I hope that he gets the use of his left hand again. But Danny Trejo has got to be so proud after hearing this story. The machete is apparently making a comeback.
Right. Danny Trejo, of course, the actor who starred
from the movies Machete.
Machete.
Yes. Making them very popular again. I mean, the only killers that I can remember ever using a machete before was like Jason from Friday the 13th.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, making a big comeback. Children of the Corn, I think they use a machete in as well. But this has to be the worst mystery story that I've ever read, though. I mean, it's like the suspect wants to get caught. I gave him two other weapon choices off the top of my head that I thought he might be useful for. Don't use the weapon that you've got on your face.
Right? I mean, we all know that right now, profiling is an awful, awful issue in law enforcement right now. But I think perhaps when the officers came to the home to find out who sliced the guy with the machete and saw the guy with the tattoo of the machete on his face, it was a pretty easy profile for them to make.
Yeah, I'm just going to role play here, you know, knocking on the door, and it's like, oh, hi, are you the owner of this domicile? Oh, hey, what's that you got on your face there? Is that some kind of butter knife? No, it's a machete. You wouldn't have any machetes laying around the place, would you? You with the machete on your face. Just guessing. You might have a couple laying around. We just found out that a guy who also lives here was attacked with a machete. You wouldn't know anything about that, would you?
A coincidence. Okay, coincidence, right. I'm sure.
Yeah. We'll just move on, canvass the neighborhood and find somebody else.
Yeah, it's like opening that little brown envelope at the end of the game of Clue. And, oh, what do you know? It was Mr. Couch with a machete.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good thing that Colonel Mustard didn't have a face tattoo of, like, a candlestick. Because otherwise, Clue would be a super easy game.
Really easy.
Very short game.
Like, you would easily get two of them off the bat. And then it's like, oh, I just got to figure out what room they're in now.
Right?
Yeah.
So when you're looking for a roommate.
Yeah.
You're putting that ad on Craigslist or whatever the kids do these days.
Do you have something you want to tell me? Am I being kicked out of here?
Listen, we're unemployed. We need the money.
Sure. Okay.
When you're looking for a roommate, is facial tattoo a deal breaker?
Well, typically it is, but, you know, I have to think off the top of my head, yes.
Facial tattoo is a deal breaker.
To me, it is. I mean, I don't want to prejudge, but it's one of those things that's sort of like things that happen after 2 a.m. Nothing good ever happens after 2 a.m.
Right, yeah.
Nothing good ever happens when you have a facial tattoo.
Right, the first facial tattoo I think I ever saw in my life was Charles Manson.
Sure.
And that's, you know, that's not a good, like, launching point for your whole lifelong facial tattoo experience, right?
Yeah.
But what if, okay,
I'm going to be picky if I'm picking a roommate. And that it just could end up being a deal breaker. You know, it could be one thing that I need to, that's all I need to see to just move that application off the top of my
head. Right. Charles Manson, Mike Tyson. Sorry, you can't be our roommates.
Sorry.
But what if it's like a really nice facial tattoo?
Oh, like in what way?
I don't know. Like, not a machete, maybe like a rose.
Oh, a rose.
A rainbow.
A rainbow. Well, now we're talking.
Snoopy?
Snoopy.
What about a Snoopy facial tattoo?
See, this is exactly why I shouldn't prejudge. So how about instead of saying no facial tattoos need apply, we'll now say interesting facial tattoos considered.
All right. Okay.
You know, it will be odd to just bring up facial tattoos either way.
In your Craigslist ad?
Yeah, but at least this way I'm, you know, being somewhat accepting.
Right. So, yeah, so
I will consider it.
I mean, we've all heard that, you know, prison tattoos.
Yeah.
Have certain significance.
Right.
Right.
Yes. Like the tears.
Like a teardrop, like, could be the number of people you killed.
Depending on where you're from, could be the number of people that you killed. I've also heard that the teardrop, if it's just an outline, could mean like an attempted murder.
Oh.
It changes depending on where you are. Cobwebs can identify
on the
like
elbow
the a lengthy amount of a sentence. Lots of different reasons and meanings behind.
So
tattoos.
What's the meaning of the machete on your face?
I'm good at spreading butter.
Bad roommate.
Bad roommate could be. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Machete is just such an specific choice.
It is.
But I'm sure it has some specific meaning.
I wonder which came first. Like, was he in the tattoo shop and saw the tattoo and went, oh, machetes are cool, I'm going to get that, and then decided to go buy a machete? Or do you think he already was? Like, which came first, the chicken or the egg?
Well, it's sort of like, I used to collect G.I. Joes when I was a kid. And if there was a character that had a machete tattoo in some way, I would hope that he came with a machete. Like,
and Kung Fu
that
grip.
That would add to his Kung Fu grip. So, yeah, it could be either one. It could be like, hey, I seem to walk around with this machete all the time. I should just make this permanent on my face. That way I don't always have to be walking around with it. Maybe it's like a teddy bear, you know? It's something that he
security
just...
security blanket.
He feels so, like, close to that he's like, well, I just want to keep it on me at all times.
You know, I've read a lot of articles lately, as unemployed people do, about, you know, being unemployed.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of articles out there right now about establishing your personal brand.
Yeah.
This is his personal brand. Machete guy.
Yep. And that's something important to have. It helps you stand apart. Yeah.
Especially when the cops come knocking.
As any brand ambassador will tell you.
So moving on to our last story today. This one comes from NBC-2.com.
All right.
Local story.
Yep.
A man was arrested for stealing 7 bottles of wine at the Estero Total Wine Store by stuffing them down his pants.
Hey, there you go.
48-year-old Douglas Burdays allegedly stole the bottles during 3 separate trips, according to Southwest Florida Crime Stoppers. His escapade took less than 50 minutes. First hijacking 2 bottles of Cabernet, then coming back a few minutes later, stuffing 3 more bottles under his belt.
Oh.
And then less than 10 minutes after that, he concealed and stole 2 more bottles of wine.
Okay, making a little bit more sense now.
In total, the stolen alcohol would have had a price tag of $794.
Wow.
Burdays was caught on security cameras and Crime Stoppers sent out an alert.
Okay.
And he honestly might have gotten away with it, but apparently he was still pretty thirsty because he was arrested a few days later at a Total Wine in Sarasota County, nearly 90 miles away, trying to do the same thing.
Wow.
Burdays was charged with grand theft in both incidents.
Well, this is... All right, so when you first started this story... And you said 7 bottles of wine?
In his pants.
In his pants. I'm like, how is that even possible?
Right.
Those are some MC Hammer pants if I've ever seen them. And they would have to have like some holsters or something if that were the case. But after you explained it and said, well, he took 2 the first trip. And then he got 3 in, which I thought was interesting also because I'm like, okay, so they got 2 in, kind of stretched them
balance.
Out. Well, stretched them out a little bit, okay. Maybe. Could fit 3 and then thought, well, that's not going to work. So the next time I go back in, I'm just going to get 2.
Yeah.
2 is just like the magic number.
Yeah. Apparently the picture on Crime Stoppers that I saw of him was only of him from the waist up. So I don't know what type of pants he was wearing.
There probably wasn't a camera big enough to capture everything else.
Right. Cargo pants. maybe he was wearing your dad's Zubas from the 90s.
Good idea. There you go. Yeah. Something like with a little bit of give.
Right.
Yeah. So you can really, this is crazy. And as we all know, the thing that always usually ends up capturing these criminals, hubris.
Yeah.
I did it once. I got away with it. I feel sort of the thrill of the chase, you know, whatever. I can do this again. I might even try another bottle. And just on and on you go. Even upping the stakes and going after a Total Wine. That's where you make your mistake, though.
Now, I have a certain love for Total Wine.
I do, too.
Much.
Probably not as big as yours.
Oh, I don't know, man. Much like the allure of the orange juice when we first came to Florida.
Yeah.
When we first moved to Florida, there was and still is a Total Wine store.
Yep.
And we walked in there and it was like, oh,
yeah.
Like it's the eighth wonder of the world.
The angels were singing.
Yes.
It's all the beer and wine that you can see.
And liquor.
Yeah. And liquor. Everything available to you at reasonable prices. And no, they are not sponsoring this
they are episode. They are not
although
a sponsor.
We would be more than happy to listen to any pitches that they may have. I'm just saying it's one of those places.
I work for beer.
It's a religious experience when you walk in there, and it's something unlike anything that I can remember.
It truly is impressive. I guess what the point I'm making is, you know.
We even had like a little blue light around us whenever we got.
I think the point, though, is you know, it takes, listen, the fact that he traveled 90 miles to go to a different Total Wine to steal more wine.
Yeah.
And let's talk about this guy's taste for a second.
Yeah. He's going after the big babies.
Right? I mean, $794, that's roughly $115 a bottle somewhere in that neighborhood. That, mm-hmm. Yeah, that is not cheap wine.
Right.
Like, I am not a wine connoisseur by any stretch. But, you know, I've been in Total Wine. I've been on their website. You go on the website and it says, okay, here's our most popular wines. And most of them are like in the $10 to $12 range.
Yeah. Do you think that he ever talked with the sommelier there? Or the
sommelier.
Yeah, the people there that were that are wine experts to gauge it. Hey, maybe you should get this one. It's like, oh, this is a good one. All right. How about, I'm also looking for a really good Cabernet. It's like, oh, I'm also looking for a really good Pinot Gris. Could you, you know, possibly put me in that direction? And then just start slipping them down his pants at that point. I'm just wondering about that. Like, did he know about these ahead of time, or did he like get
did
some
he research
advice?
Or yeah. did he
I don't know.
Or maybe he just looked for the most expensive bottles he could find and
yeah.
shoved them
down
his
pants. You could just read the price labels, right?
I'm just saying, you know, if you need wine that badly.
Yeah.
I guess go for the good stuff. I don't know.
You got to. I mean, I think you got to. You might as well. Why would you? You're not going to go after the $3 chuck. You're going to go after, you know, the big boys.
Go big or go home.
Uh-huh.
Anything worth doing, worth overdoing.
Yeah, because at least if you get caught, it's like, well, I can understand why you slipped this one down your pants.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be embarrassing to be like walking out with the bottle of Mad Dog in your pants with all those other options.
Sure. Yeah. Just go after the big ones.
Man, I just have so many questions when I see stories like this.
Sure.
I just so many questions.
Yeah.
But
that's what makes it a great Florida Freak story.
What have we learned this week, Corey?
Oh, we learned so many things. I learned that two wrongs don't make a right, but one wrong way makes a fight.
Oh, listen to you.
That's the best one I've ever done. I'm not doing any more.
I feel like I'm at a poetry slam. Like, should
yeah,
I be snapping
start
my
snapping
fingers?
Snapping those fingers, yeah.
Well, I learned today that if you can't find face masks at the store, you can always just make a run for the border.
Ding, ding. need a new roommate? Think twice before picking the guy with the facial tattoo.
Oh, I was expecting it to rhyme. I'm
I know,
so
I should
disappointed.
Have. I know. That's why I said I'm done.
You're done. You're tapping
yeah,
out.
I'm tapping out.
And the last thing that we learned, of course, is if you absolutely, positively need to steal your wine, you might as well just go for the good stuff.
Always go for the good stuff.
Yeah. So those were our freakiest Florida finds for this week. But as always, you can find plenty of other kooky news stories from the Sunshine State on our Facebook and our Twitter pages.
That's right. Remember to follow us and like us. That's at FLA Freak Show. And if you see a Florida story we missed, feel free to share it with us. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on your favorite podcast platforms. Until next time, I'm Corey O'Donnell.
And I'm Kirsten O'Donnell. We will be back next week. Until then, let your Florida freak flag fly.
Goodbye.